Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
You're right.
Let's
talk to Dougie because he's much more interesting.
You're very interesting.
On the Business Bunker Extra Show today, it's a pleasure to introduce our guest, Mr. Dougie Lawson. Dougie is CEO of Turkey Mill, the former paper mill on the outskirts of Maidstone, which is now a business park and shared office space. Dougie, good afternoon.
So you took over the site, and when you took over the site, Dougie, what was the state of play with it?
Well, Peter Young had actually done quite a lot of work. He converted quite a lot of the old buildings, some of them into offices. A lot had been into small kind of warehouse, little light industrial units. Over the years, they've all been converted to offices now. It's a lot of history. A lot of it's grade 2 listed, so we can't touch the outside. But we built new buildings. We built the orangery, the wedding venue. And that was a big negotiation with English Heritage. They were very
How many
particular.
Does that take, that venue?
It takes about 150 to sit
nice
down.
Size.
Gina, I'm sorry about this. This is all name dropping. I'm so excited about this. I'm more excited than Dougie. I'm really excited about this.
Do you know, listener, before the show, I had to interrupt these gentlemen as they were chatting away. I had so much in common. And it was 5-2 going on air, and I had to say, gentlemen, I had to split them up.
Just for what it's worth, because it's apposite to where we are right now today, the last time I was in the orangery, I do a lot of MC work and stuff like that, and I hosted an event, a business event, at which the guest speaker was one Mr. Boris Fifel Johnson.
Really?
How
long ago was that?
Oh, 15 years ago, I suppose.
We've got Nurse Liz listening in from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Nurse Liz.
I do love an accent. She's waiting to hear from Dougie.
I'm sorry. So let's carry on. So the orangery, tell us a little bit about that, because you do special events and stuff there as well, don't you?
What happened to him, when we bought the site, there was a planning consent to build a 5-bedroom house in these beautiful grounds, which we didn't want to do, and we didn't want to sell the... We wanted to keep the 20 acres together. So we were thinking how we could do that, and we came up with the idea of weddings. We had a temporary planning consent with a marquee for 3 years, and that actually went surprisingly well, and as a result of that, that gave us the confidence to build the orangery, which was the first and main part of it. But then, latterly, we realised we were slightly compromised in terms of numbers and trying to extend the season for weddings in particular. So we then got another consent and we built what's known as the garden room, which is effectively the link. And that takes us up to about 150 now. And obviously, weddings at the moment...
What were the numbers at the moment? I've lost track. Is it 20 you're allowed? Or?
It was... 30, but I think it's down now to 15. And actually, I think we actually have passed on the day-to-day management now, but it's very difficult because the rules keep changing.
I know.
They had to bump... weddings at Turkey Mill are often booked at the orangery, as it's known, 2 years in advance.
Exactly.
So if you can't give everyone their wedding dates this year and they say, well, can I have the same day next year?
It's already booked.
It's already booked. So I think quite a lot of people have decided to have small wedding ceremonies, get married and defer the party and hopefully coincide that on the anniversary next year or whenever they can.
That's a bit like I'm doing with my mum's 90th, because she likes a disco, she likes to dance.
I have to say, though, that the location there of the orangery and the garden room is stunningly gorgeous. It's on the banks of a lake. Yeah.
Yep.
And you look across the lake. It's just, it is such a lovely location.
I could paddleboard there, yeah. couldn't I?
Well, when I worked at the mill, we used to do pike fishing in that lake.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. At lunchtimes, we'd catch pike in there. Has it still got pike in it? I don't know.
Yeah. Fishing's not encouraged.
not anymore.
The wedding parties don't
they like it.
They don't like it.
So you can't wear your wellies there, okay? I raised that just so you don't turn up in your wellies
I'm
down there.
I'm not mad on pike, anyway.
So obviously, under present circumstances, weddings and things are quite difficult. But you do hire the venue out for other things other than weddings, I guess.
Yes, there's quite a lot of, particularly in the autumn and the spring, there's quite a lot of events, be it business awards, that kind of thing. We used to have the police constables, the Lord Mayor's garden party and all kinds of weird and wonderful
very
things.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a great facility. And people drive past the entrance on the A20 for years and years, and you have to come through a railway arch to come down into the site, and they have we call it a business oasis these days, and actually it's a very fair description.
It is, and you're absolutely right. If you didn't know it was there, you would drive past without ever knowing it was there, because all it is an arch, a viaduct in the railway.
Well, it's a lot of people actually have come down to look at offices, and they say, I've been to a wedding at the Orangery, and they say, I never knew there was all this other space as well.
It's huge, yeah.
And as you say, the buildings themselves, from the there's two houses, isn't there? Because there's a house halfway down the drive on the left.
It's Brook House,
So who lives there?
I don't know now.
No, it's split into, I've got six office tenants.
Yeah, you've got offices in there.
So they're offices in there, okay.
Yeah. Well, when
would you ever go back to residential now that Boris has made that sort of thing more easy?
Well, it's surprising actually, because 10 years ago, things were very tough, you know, the last recession, and we survived pretty well. But there were a lot of old, rather tired 60s or 70s offices in Maidstone. And the difference now is that we've had 5 or 6 years of permitted development rights, which is this ability to change office buildings into residential.
Yeah.
And we reckon about 5 Turkey Mills worth of offices in Maidstone town centre have gone to flats.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So we've got, I think there's going to be a lot of office tenants are going to be wanting to move, change size of offices in the next year or two, but I'll just move lots of people around. It'll be hard work.
Yeah. I want to talk about that in a minute, the overall where we are with office space, because I think there's a lot going to happen in one way or another over the coming next few years. But let's just kind of dwell on Turkey Mill as a space for the moment, because so you've got the main house there as well, which is now offices.
That's my offices on the ground floor.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I used to have a friend that had an office in there some years ago, Will. He owned a company called Alcanara.
Yes.
If you remember
what
that, he had
do?
An office in there.
Huh? What did they do?
Alcanara is Spanish for strawberries, so have a guess.
They grew strawberries?
Well, they imported Spanish strawberries. Strawberries
don't have the same flavour, do they?
No. Anyway.
But I digress.
Yeah. No,
it's
anyway,
show.
They were a big strawberry company. And Will sold the business eventually and relocated most of the year to...
I thought it was Fresa.
Sorry?
I thought it was Fresa strawberry. In Spanish, Fresa.
No.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, he moved to South Africa. Whatever. Stellenbosch. You'd like Stellenbosch.
Have been there.
Vineyards
there.
Yeah. But the range of buildings there, which obviously were factory buildings and stuff like that, the architecture and everything is beautiful, although it must be quite difficult to make them into office spaces.
They're all different.
So they've got fireplaces, original features.
Pretty good as functional modern offices. We've got, you know, fibre optic cable into the site on. But it's got lots of charm. It's got lots
character.
Of history. And I think people we're lucky. We've got about 600 car spaces. There's parking. Nobody has to take public transport.
Yeah.
I find a lot of the people that sign the leases live locally. They don't have a long commute. They want to work somewhere nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it ticks the box, you know.
It is certainly a lovely place to work, and you've got everything that you need on site. There's a bistro cafe type place, isn't there? So at the moment, where are you as a business park. You know, so many businesses are kind of struggling. People are struggling with office space in one way or another. So how are you finding things at the moment, Dougie? Are you half full, full, three quarters full?
I think I'm about, certainly over 90% let in terms of floor space.
Mm.
But I can foresee in the next couple of years, I can see a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Once businesses work out the new working pattern that they settle down with, and that's the thing they don't know at the moment,
yeah,
then I think there'll be a lot of discussions with me about, can I have more offices, can I have less offices?
Mm.
And that's, I spend my life
playing
musical chairs, as I call it, trying to sort tenants out.
Have you thought strategically? I know it's almost impossible at the moment because we just don't know what's happening. Have you thought at all about the type of spaces you offer and the kind of terms that you offer for people? I mean, and while you're thinking about answering that question, I mean, one of the other things that I'm seeing is a number of companies are letting go of big offices and taking on smaller offices or offices with meeting space because they're having more and more people working from home. But they still need an office and they still come together for regular meetings. I don't know if you've seen any of that yet.
It's very hard to generalise, but we've got so many different kinds of business. But I think the common factor is just uncertainty at the moment.
Yeah.
But I expect, as a very broad rule of thumb, I expect people to want to work in the office 2 or 3 days a week on average.
Mm.
You might get an accountant who comes in one day a week, but the creative lot who come in and thrive on being together coming in 3 or 4 days a week.
Sure.
But nobody really knows. And so people just want flexibility and the ability to move size of offices, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to be the pattern of commercial space. Anybody that's flexible will get away with it. If you try and tie people into things, I think it's going to be harder and harder to do that.
It's a confidence thing. We don't know what's happening. And I think a lot of people, especially youngsters that I've spoken to, need that communication of going into the office, having a coffee, having a chat. You know, if you're 24, 25, just out of uni or whatever.
Well, if you've got to learn, you know, normally you used to learn by sitting next to your boss, and listening to the senior folk in the office.
So exactly.
It's I don't think offices will be used in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
And I think we've had some very interesting conversations with people who work in Hatton Garden, for instance, who are slogging up every day at the moment.
Mm. Mm.
And they've worked out they can work much closer to home.
Mm.
And they can't do it from their actual house, but if they don't have to slog up Tatton Garden, they can go up.
Some people have been working on their beds and on their kitchen tables and things like that, and it's sometimes not viable if you've got young children, dogs barking and all that. You just need to get out and be somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You know, for all of us, no matter what area of business we're in, everything's up in the air at the moment, and we're just kind of taking things as it comes and trying to work out what's going on where. How do you see the long-term future of the site? Is there any more development you can do?
We're sitting on a planning consent for another building of 23,000 square feet, which would accommodate probably 12 reasonable-sized businesses.
Yeah.
But if you look around the finances of the rent you would achieve against the building cost, against the ability to borrow money from banks, it's not going to happen without finding a tenant who wants a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
I don't think, if you look around, in fact, Kent County Council have their annual property review coming up next month. And if you look, I'd be very surprised if there's a single new office development going on in Kent at the moment.
Right.
It's just the economics are not...
They're just not there. No, absolutely.
...to it. It doesn't mean people won't refurbish. And, you know, every time we get space back, we spend money.
Mm.
I reckon I kind of... When I tell people what I do, I suggest it's more like running a hotel.
Mm.
I sit at the reception desk. I've got... I balance room rates and occupancy rates.
Mm.
I've got to keep the place ship shape. I've got to invest money. You know, it's got to stand out and compete against all the rest.
So have you dropped rates at all because of COVID?
rather than drop rates, we're definitely becoming more flexible in the leases we're granting.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people are much more concerned about, flexibility. Mm. It's pretty good value for what it is anyway, but it's flexibility. People do not want to tie themselves into long leases.
Mm.
And we've got 20 years of track record, so we're relatively
And you've got parking for how many cars?
About 600.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
huge.
Yeah, it's a lovely site. It is a lovely site.
You wouldn't know it if you came on site, but they're all dotted around. But it makes a huge difference.
I've had another idea for COVID times. Water skiing lessons at the lake.
It's a bit, you need to go up to Moat Park for that.
It's interesting what you were just saying about feeling like a hotel. A friend of mine actually owns a hotel, which he's converted into office space, community workspace and hot desking and office units.
That's Rochester, yeah?
In Rochester, yeah. So.
Well, it makes sense, I think. You know, the traditional office is the tenant never meets the landlord. There's a managing agent that chases them for rent and service charge. There's no connection at all.
Mm.
I have a much better feel of what's going on the estate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, funnily enough, we were just talking about it and kind of lost track of the time until Jules reminded us we had to start a radio show.
Oh, I tell you, the show was on before the show.
Halfway through lockdown, when we were all working at home, my building where my office is got sold. And my landlord, who I've known for 30 years, I rang him up to tell him I wasn't going to pay the rent, you know, thinking, Charlie will be fine with this. And he just laughed at me. He says, too late, mate. I've sold the building. You've got a new landlord who I've never met. So interesting days. So you have this potentiality to develop something on the site if you find a tenant that will presumably take it in advance of you doing the development, or possibly even develop it with you.
Yeah, we'll wait to see. It's at the moment, I think it's our planning consent will run out next year, and so we'll need to renew it. But it's there for the
right
thing. The thing is, I would actually quite like. We are very good at letting to smaller businesses and smaller units.
Yeah,
and I don't think any one of our tenant is worth. Pays us more than 5% of the rent, so your risk is quite well spread.
Yeah,
if somebody goes or they go bust,
yeah,
we've got very nice space. We re-let it.
Yeah,
if you let to our model is lots of tenants on short leases.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, and I think that's a perfectly sensible model in as far as you can do that, because you know it does spread the risk. You know, especially in today's times. You know, because you just don't know, and it isn't. You know, the amount of businesses that sadly have gone bust already, you know, so even, you know, what were once very strong, stable businesses suddenly go kaput, and you've got all your eggs in one basket, you could be in trouble. So I get that. Look, it's a lovely place. If you're looking for office space in Maidstone, check it out, because it is an oasis. I know that's their marketing spiel, but Doug is absolutely right. It's a lovely.
As Dougie said, those who were going into London and commuting, that's a really good location.
Mm.
We're actually just produced a poster, which we haven't quite sorted it, but we were going to advertise on the London-bound platforms at East and West, Maidstone and Bearsted.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing is there's not that many people on the platforms
at the moment.
To see them at the moment.
Yeah, but again, that's really interesting, because I'm also seeing a lot of businesses that have central London offices that are saying, do you know what, but all of our staff commute, why don't we just have a ring of meeting rooms spread around the home counties? It's vastly cheaper than the ridiculous prices that you pay in Canary Wharf or, you know, wherever. And we can afford to do that. So I think that pattern is set now, you know, this flexible combination of some people working from home, some people working from community spaces, and a lot more people moving out of London. And you've certainly seen that domestically.
The house prices have rocketed, haven't they?
In Kent, yes, as people leave London and have gone, you know... sod this for a game of soldiers, we're out.
People looking for cabins in the garden, bigger gardens, more space in the homes.
Yeah, absolutely. Dougie, fascinating talking to you. I love Turkey Mill. It's a great place. As I said, if you're looking for office space in the Maidstone area, do go and check it out. It's a gorgeous place. And once we're all, you know, allowed out again, if you fancy getting married or having an event, I really recommend having a look at the garden room and the orangery because they're a fantastic location.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people will have smaller weddings.
Mm.
And then, as you say, party later on.
Yeah,
and
like weddings without a groom, that
well,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's counting. It's like with my mum's, you know, we're going to do...
She's getting married? Ruth?
I'd love her to get married. She's quite, you know, she's very lovely. But with hers, we're doing this Reeds at Faversham, staying the night and stuff, but six of us. So then I'm going to get a load of her mates from choir and, you know, little all her clubs and do an afternoon tea and, you know, just various smaller events, which might not work for you because, you know, you've got to make it pay. I don't know.
Yes, the weddings team are dealing with that, but no, it's they need bigger numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, running wedding venues at the moment is not fantastic fun.
Absolutely. Doug, it's fascinating talking to you about Turkey Mill. We love Turkey Mill. If people want to find out about it before they visit, what's the best way to do that?
Well, obviously, our website, which is www.turkeymill.co.uk, is... Fantastic. The details on it.
Yeah, check it out. There's lots of pictures there as well. And the site itself, as an old paper mill, has got a lot of history. A lot of history. And there is some stuff on your website about the history of the mill.
If you just put history Turkey Mill on Google, it's actually, we put quite a lot of effort into that page.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Dougie, thank you so much for that. Dougie, it's lovely to talk to you.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.